views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
You are listening to People Like Us Radio with Megan Lyons, transcending the trauma of the human experience. In this hit show, Megan will show you how to find true healing and inner peace through the art and practice of self-love. Megan works to uncover the deeper psychological proclivity that fuels toxic behavioral patterns, and she'll help you integrate creative processes and holistic healing so you can effectively process and transmute trauma. Now, here's your host, Megan Lyons.
You know, hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome. I'm Dr. Pat, and I get to team up with Megan Lyons. And what I love about this is how perfectly this is. Megan and I have gone back and forth. And you guys just heard the intro to what the show was going to be called way back. But I love that it's played, because maybe now we can rethink this, because here we are, we all grow, we all evolve, we all change, we all make adjustments. And what I love is what Megan has done and has gone through, not just for the show name, People Like Us Radio, is something she and I talked about. And why transcending the trauma of the human experience right now is perhaps the most important item to be talking about in the world today. What I love about this is each of us gets to explore the depth and the breadth of who we are. Megan is an attorney, and she brings her background into family law. If you're wondering about what that means, think about it. Think about the level of trauma that is going on right now in families. Think about what happens when children are raised in an environment and then things don't work out. Well, she's on the front lines, but one of the things she's learned is people are like us. Every one of us goes through it. Megan, it's great to have you.
Thank you so much. I'm very excited to finally be presenting this awesome material, and it's heavy, it's deep, but I think presenting it in a fun way will be key.
Yeah. You know, I want to talk a little bit, you know, today's show episode is called Freedom and Truth. And I want to talk about the evolution of the show, because it's part of your journey, but it's also part of the journey that we go through. And what I mean by that is, you know, we started out, and you literally grabbed the idea and the brand Law and Disorder. And the show evolved because you evolved. And we landed on a name which is so amazing, People Like Us Radio, because it has special meaning to you. Let's talk a little bit about why that's important to you. People Like Us Radio, transcending the trauma of the human experience. Tell us about that for you.
I just feel that in my journey of trying to, you know, just dealing with personalities that were somewhat extreme was very interesting to me. And I mean, yes, there was a traumatic component, because, you know, when there are extreme personalities that, you know, undergo kind of severe changes, you know, maybe one day there's you know, an inflated type of personality, then the next day it's somebody else that's coming out. And that, I mean, that's, it's exciting, it's interesting, but it can also be very nerve-wracking and fear-inducing, because you just never know what you might get, and you may not know what's going on behind closed doors, or when you're not with that person, and what can set them off. And that dynamic was very, like I said, interesting to me, but also to get through various relationships in which that dynamic was present, to sort of process it and be okay with what just happened, I had to spend a lot of time, you know, just kind of by myself and doing some writing, some self-analysis, self-reflection, of course, researching, speaking to people, but I really didn't have any one person, like a friend or even really a colleague or a therapist that could truly relate to what I had gone through. It wasn't until I found some people on YouTube that I felt finally somebody is talking about this same phenomenon. And it was really, really nice to find that. However, it was very hard dealing with it myself, you know, not having anyone to really talk to that was like a friend or, and so of course, you know, talk about stuff with everybody, but and it was helping them too, I think, understand this. So I think that in the cases I deal with, the family law cases, it's the same dynamic, like I said, that I see this pattern repeating over and over with these extreme personalities, and then how that affects a court case, how that affects a child. And it's a hot topic right now. And people don't really know what to do with it. They don't understand it. They don't even sometimes have the ability to comprehend that, you know, these types of things go on. And so that's difficult as well. But I kind of really had a goal or a mission to, I really wanted to present material and viewpoints that take away all this, like, analysis and judgment and reeling of people and putting them into categories and things like that. Because that only perpetuates things. You know, I think we're all the same at the end. Yeah. People are people, and it's like an energy or a trauma that gets passed on and, you know, transmitted through relationships. And then that, so if we focus more on the universal human condition and not so much individual people and labeling them as evil and, and focusing on how they're the problem. I think if we can get away from that and focus more on, you know, just the global issue itself and how we can move forward and heal that as opposed to, you know, labeling certain people, I think that would be a positive thing and something that is going to take some time, because I think it's more common than not for groups of people to be labeled and then cast as the problem. And then further, I think there's a lot of people out there, especially medical professionals, therapists, and so-called experts in the field of psychology or what have you, that are making these statements that are kind of cursing people, like that, you know, they'll never change. And we shouldn't do that. We should be very cognizant of each word that comes out of our mouth and speak life over people and not curses.
Yeah. Well, we're going to take a short break because we're going to talk about what does it mean to speak life and love? What does that mean? And at the same time, let's not get confused. We're not saying to become doormats either. We're going to take a short break. People Like Us Radio, I'm Dr. Pat. I get to hang out with Megan Lyons, who's the host of this fabulous show. When we come back, we're going to talk about where do we put our faith? How does love come in the picture? And how does this incredible attorney get to incorporate this, not only in her life, but in her profession and in this radio show? Let's take a short break, everyone. We'll be right back.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Maine. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmaine.com.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
Are you stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a life of inspiration, love, self-acceptance, and fun? Sounds like you're on the verge. On the verge to your next big thing. Join Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio, helping you use your breakdown for a breakthrough, overcome life's greatest challenges, and live the life you want and deserve. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio or visit SeattleHealingHypnosis.com for more information.
Tune in to the hit show Raging Skillet Radio, mouthing off with Chef Rossi. Chef Rossi mouths off about different subjects in pursuit of breaking down walls and opening up your minds. She and Dr. Pat banter back and forth, taking from the headlines of the day on subjects that reach beyond what goes on in the world into your hearts. And go to theragingskillet.com to find out more and let Chef Rossi know what's on your mind.
Miss any shows during the week?
No!
Don't worry, we've got you covered.
Yahoo!
With the free Transformation Talk Radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand.
Yes!
Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
Tune in to People Like Us Radio with Megan Lyons, transcending the trauma of the human experience. Megan will be raising the universal consciousness by empowering listeners with their own inner strength, working past trauma and abuse. Megan will show you how to find true healing and inner peace through the art and practice of self-love. Tune in every first and third Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. For more information about Megan and her work, visit EnterTheLightLLC.com.
Hey, everybody, I'm Dr. Pat. Thanks for tuning us in and turning us on. You know, today it's really the debut of People Like Us Radio, and it's so important for all of us to take a look at what does it mean when we say people like us. Megan, thank you so much for this. I want to ask you a question, and the question is about what does people like us mean, but more importantly, how does this idea of non-judgment become a factor in working with people and helping them?
I just heard always, no matter who I'm dealing with, no matter what socioeconomic class they may be from, or part of the country, or what their background is, their age, their gender, their, you know, what they're all about, you know, any sort of category like that, at the end of the day, there's one thing that's always in common, and it's these traumas, various traumas that people go through. And at the end of the day, it boils down to that and how that said trauma affects their life. And literally there's a ripple effect of affecting everything from that point on, especially if they're not healed or if it's not addressed. And then what ends up happening in an epidemic I see a lot today is, there's a great vulnerability that results from a traumatic injury of some sort. And then when the victim of a traumatic injury, whatever it may be, occurs, they are in a vulnerable state. They need help. Yeah. And they need another human to have empathy for them. And that is the very thing that is often absent from, you know, today's structured world, as far as, you know, doctors and lawyers, and they don't have that because, let's say the lawyer never went through a particular thing. How are they going to have empathy? If they haven't really gone through it, they're not going to have it. It's actually impossible. They can have compassion, but if they have not themselves experienced that same feeling, unless they're the personality type that's, you know, called empathic, in the world today, or highly sensitive, and they can actually tap into those feelings because they're just so sensitive to what that other person's going through and their pain, then aside from that, you're not really going to be able to do the most justice to somebody, because that's really what somebody needs the most, is that empathy and just knowing in the soul that there's somebody who cares. Mm-hmm. Somebody who understands, speaks that language, whatever it may be. And that's mm-hmm. a language of pain. It's an emotional manifestation. It's a communicative tool. You know, empathy is a communicative tool, I believe. Mm-hmm. And I know that I definitely can possess that for, because I feel like I've been through so many different things, and some more major than others. But I really want to try to stop the cycle of, you know, the victimization cycle, in which people, they just, now they're set up, they're templated for trauma. Okay, one thing after the next happens to them because their body is literally addicted to the pain cycle. And nobody, you know, the people that they seek out or the people that they end up attracting, if it's not somebody who has that empathy, the cycle will continue, and it'll actually get worse for somebody. They will continue to, you know, be a victim and feel that nobody cares. And then they, of course, you know, that becomes, I think, they take that personal. They take mm-hmm. that and they internalize it. And now they feel like they're nothing. And
yeah.
they shame themselves. And then it's a cycle of, that leads to death, really.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, this spiral that happens when, first of all, we go through trauma. And then as we're going through trauma, you know, we're really not looking to get that compounded by the way we're judged or the way we're treated. And you're right. I mean, if you haven't gone through it as an attorney or any other profession you're in, you know, it's hard to know what the experience is like. You know, I had a mentor once, Megan, that said to me, Pat, you're not going to be able to take somebody to a place you haven't gone yourself. And at the time, I had been perfectly healthy in my life, and I had just started the show. So I was talking about wellness, not from a personal experience, right? I was talking about it from what I heard other people say. And then I got sick, and then I got to experience it, and my whole perspective changed. What is it for yourself that you've experienced that you get to bring to the table to not just understand what's going on at the surface? I mean, anybody can do that, but you deeply understand what people are going through.
I feel I was actually born into this world in a traumatic state. Mm-hmm. So I kind of feel that I was, you know, templated in that way. So mm-hmm. just kind of, I had a lot of issues as an infant with breathing and so on. Mm-hmm. So there was a lot of fear surrounding my, you know, being born. And just, you know, I think my mom was apprehensive to have me because, you know, my other siblings are, there's about a 15-year age gap. So I was definitely a surprise to everybody. And I always kind of just was, I always felt like I was from a different planet, like I didn't belong, and I never could fit in. I was invading on, like, the territory of others, and, you know, almost like, I joke about it now, but I'm like, I kind of feel like, is it okay if I breathe? Because I feel like that might bother somebody. Is it okay? And it's so funny, because as an infant, I forgot to breathe, so that was what happened. I would, like, people would find me purple, and, you know, in a state of, okay, this child is not breathing. And so that's kind of what happened. And it's interesting. If I joke about it now, I'm like, yeah, I always forget to leave. It's just like that thing that breath is life. Okay. So clearly that I was not in a state of, you know, life, a vibrant state of life. There was something there that trauma energy is a literal blockage. Okay. Mm-hmm. It can be broken down to chemicals, and let's talk physics or chemicals. So some people respond better when we break it down in mathematical terms, but that is what trauma is, and it all boils down to an energy, and it's formulaic in that way, but it's a blockage. Mm. So, you know, if the blockage occurs when, you know, we're literally in our mother's womb, okay, and we're fetus, or if it occurs when we're right after we're born. And there's a lot of that that goes on. I mean, the birth process itself is traumatic for most people. So that state will affect, you know, how that person's body is really, you know, the chemistry and everything else. It will affect so many things from that point forward if it's not, you know, if that energy is not sort of transmuted, or if the blockage is not dissolved in some way. So So, I mean, if you think about it, blockages, that's what causes everything. That's the source of all future disease will always be able to be related back to an original point of trauma, which is always a blockage. So, and when people are in a state of, you know, they're not moving forward, they're just experiencing the same thing over and over. They're in a feedback loop. They're in a cycle. Yeah. They're in a vortex, I like to call it, which, you know, vortices are real things. They're energetic blockages. Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, that's the same goes for the human body. So I kind of feel that my whole life has been one big trauma. But, and, you know, I would always, I'd get to a point where I felt like, why am I here? This is just endless suffering. Like, and I would get to a point and I just pray and I just say, God, like, please use this pain for your good, because I don't want to just be like martyring myself for nothing.
Yeah.
Like, I'm okay with taking it, but I want to be able to use it for the good, you know?
Yeah.
And there has to be a reason why I've had all these experiences. It's got to be for the good and not just because I'm a pain junkie. You know,
so yeah,
based on that, you know, I've been through a lot of different things. And like I said, it could be a landlord tenant dispute, which is actually very common in Florida.
Yeah.
And it could be something greater. But for each person, you know, that event impacts them. And it could be something small. And that will be the very thing that creates this, you know, cycle in their life. And so having been through a lot of the things that my clients present to me, that helps a lot, because I remember how I felt when I was going through it. And for me, it's sometimes will ignite that anger, or I'm like, I want to fight for my clients, because I know how bad it was when I went through it. And then, you know, if I went through it and they're going through it, it's likely a problem for other people that just don't have a voice or the ability to hire an attorney or to even understand that that is abuse. That
yeah.
is a trauma.
Yeah.
You know, and so I think if we can take our experiences and share our story, and not necessarily to expose or be vengeful or, you know, trying to impose a judgment or a sanction or a penalty, just to talk about it, just get some dialogue. Really, I mean, that in and of itself is healing.
Yeah, because we're not talking about things. I mean, you know, one of the things that we've discovered now about trauma is that trauma gets exponentially worse because we right. don't have a way to talk about it. And, you know, I love what you just said about the event. See, a lot of times we have judgment when somebody goes through an experience and we say, oh, that's nothing, just suck it up. But, you know,
right.
trauma
is
not,
not
a one size fits all, right? You know, we now know, let's take something like losing your job. We now know that losing a job or even the insecurity about always thinking that you might lose a job is one of the
right.
most stressful things we have today.
Yes. You know, because we live in a state where we are literally inundated. And, you know, some parts are worse than others, but I actually live in an area here in Orlando that I call it, I joke about it, but I call it the vortex of Orlando. And I call it like sometimes a black hole, because really, I mean, there's just so much, there's transmission after transmission of fear-based energy here.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you break that down, the fear energy, it's just, it's a heavier energy. It's dense. And it's, you know, if you break it down to a vibration, like when your phone goes off, you know, there's different, you know, sounds that it might make or it vibrates. Well, that's an electrical impulse now that's being conducted and running through your body. And it causes you to have a initial feeling. Let's say it's anxiety. I don't ever have my phone on, like the sound. I don't have it on vibrate, or I don't have any beeps associated with it, because I understand that every time that thing goes off,
yeah,
it's, you know, now I'm signaled, and it may be fear that I'm feeling.
Yeah. Yeah.
And anxiety. Okay. So now my fight or flight response is triggered. Okay. And now I'm anxious, and driving around here in Orlando, let's just take that for an example.
Mm-hmm.
That is like an extreme sport right there. Just driving your car. It's just, it literally, I'm fear for my life every time I do it. A little dramatic, but most people, you know, are in that same state. They're, and it's just made that way. It's designed that way. It's too much in a small area. Mm-hmm. And there's not, the energy is not able to breathe. It's not able to flow. It's not able to just be, because there's constant chaos that prevents it from, it's stifled. So when there's constant chaos and just one thing after the other, another breathing time, not a time to sit and reflect and just have a second to, you know, examine what just happened. They're already on to the next distraction, you know?
Right.
The
I
next
do know.
Escape.
I do. I mean, and that's really what we're looking at, that's going on with people right now. We're going to take a short break, Megan. When we come back, we're going to talk about what it is that we can do. What are some of the things that Megan has seen and that she helps her clients with as they go through this process of, for sometimes, maybe this is the first time that somebody even has a witness to a life event. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, we're going to be talking about this notion of the freedom of truth. But before we go to break, Megan, what's the best way people can find out more about you?
A website they could go to would be fiercelaw.com or enterthelakellc.com. You can also call me or text me, 941-260-6444. Hopefully I'm not having any technological issues, but that's my cell phone, so I just give that out as my only number.
Sounds good. We're
easier
gonna
to get hold of me that way.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and people really do want to get a hold of you when they're in dire need. People don't want to be worried about how they're going to get you. And I love that you're doing that.
Exactly.
Let's take a short break. Yeah.
Thank you.
We'll be right back with the show, everybody.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
Are you ready to stop stress, anxiety, and low self-esteem from running your life? Join award-winning author Dr. Friedemann Schaub for Empowerment Radio and learn breakthrough solutions to switch out of survival mode and approach every day with great ease, joy, and purpose. Tune in the first and third Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific to Empowerment Radio with host Dr. Friedemann Schaub on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com to learn more.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Are you ready to make deep, lasting, transformative changes? Then tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio for Susanna Jameson's hit show, Love, Light, Sound Radio. During her show, Susanna inspires and supports spiritually and health-conscious individuals all over the world to reconnect with their heart, their inner peace, and balance. Love, Light, Sound Radio. Transformation happens here now. For more information, visit SusannaJameson.com.
Do you believe you are meant to live with more joy, but you're just not sure how to get it? What does the phrase, "give me the joy," make you feel? Join me, Lynn Horde, every second and fourth Thursday, 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern, on the Give Me the Joy Show, as I take you on a journey to peel back the layers so you can take back your joy. To find out more about my work as the Joy Coach, including my popular programs Joy School and Joy at Work, visit lynnhorde.com.
Love Living Radio Ignite Your Whole Being with Emily Perkins is a show for those looking to explore the sparkling magnificence of their inner selves. Tune in every second and fourth Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific as Emily sheds a radiant light of love on the beauty and power that resides within you, discussing love in all its forms through conversations that provoke awareness, curiosity, and expansion. Emily shares the unlimited power of love. For more information or to listen to this show, visit lovelivingholistics.com.
Hey, everybody. Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome back. Welcome to People Like Us Radio. This is Megan Lyons' fabulous show where I get to join her here and we get to talk about a wide range of topics that will help people transcend the trauma of the human experience. Today, we're talking about freedom and truth. And, you know, what that means. It means something different for everyone. Megan, before we get back into it, again, what is the best way for people to find out more about you and also your phone number?
Yeah, the best way is to give me a call or text me 941-260-6444. And my website is fiercelaw.com. which also has that information, but it's 941-260-6444.
Awesome. You know, this is kind of a conversation. I want to talk about this idea of how to transcend trauma of the human experience. And we were talking earlier in the show about how the human experience shows up. And one of the things I said before the break was, that most of the time when people experience trauma, they don't necessarily have somebody to witness the experience or even listen to them. And I want to ask you about that. You know, it's one thing to go through a traumatic experience, is another thing to feel alone through them. How have you been able to help people, you know, especially those that really haven't had anybody to talk to?
I think the greatest thing that I can provide is exactly that, is, you know, an ear to listen and, you know, my heart being available to them. And I try not to be, you know, I try not to hurry people off the phone and, you know, just be, because if people can sense that, I can always sense when people don't want me talking, which is often.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, they may not want to hear it. They may not want to just address the issue, or, you know, they're too busy with their cell phone or what have you. So my clients do tell me that that's really the most important thing, because there have been times where I felt like, how can I even help somebody else when I'm still going through a lot of suffering and pain, and I'm not completely which is a lie that, you know, my brain was tricking me into thinking that because I wasn't completely healed that I couldn't help, but actually that's not true. I mean, really having gone through somebody else's experience allows me to really bond with them, connect with them on that pain level, and helps to myself as well. I mean, we're two or more gathered, you know, we're two people have gone through the same thing, and it's something that really, you know, triggers the depths of your soul. It's an opportunity for those two people to truly have this bond that will change their lives in a lot of ways, you know, because people are never really the same, you know, after they go through something that's especially of a larger impact, you know, dealing with some sort of high conflict personality disorder, or, you know, morally absent personality disorder that really gets to the soul. That trauma is much different than any other traumas because it truly, you know, gets to the depths of the soul, but it wakes somebody up. An emotional earthquake is how I like to refer to it. And it actually, both people will be changed forever from it. I mean, it's that's just how energy works. It's impossible not to have a shift. You know, I like to just compare it to what an earthquake does. And it's like those tectonic plates are shifting, and everything, you know, afterwards, after everything settles down, you are not the same. You're different. The way you think is different. The way you address life is different. Your perceptions, your core beliefs, they just change, you know, on a fundamental level. And for me, you know, it really shook me to my core. And made me humble, and it actually was when I got my heart broken, like for the first time, I was able to say, oh my gosh, now I know what it was like when I hurt all those other people, and now it humbled me. And so I think it's a good thing. You know, and if I was able to, I'm blessed that I was able to take that as an opportunity to reach out to my creator, and which I hadn't really done before. I kind of just always did everything myself and didn't, you know, have that alone time. I was always with somebody, or, you know, there wasn't that opportunity, didn't present itself.
Yeah.
So it really brought me to my knees, which was awesome, and, you know, brought me to where I am today. And so a lot of my clients, you know, they may not have, you know, faith, or they may not have anybody. They may not even have their own self, because their self has been literally trampled on and their identity has been taken from them because they've been so enmeshed with this, you know, narcissist or whoever they were dating, this abuser that has stripped them of their integrity. So, you know, having me to talk to is great for them.
Yeah. I mean, part of this too is, don't you think people want you to help them to take action? So in the end, this is about how are we going to solve the problem? How are we going to take action? And one of the things that you said a couple of things. First of all, you talked about when two or more are gathered. And yeah, I mean, that, you know, whether you understand that from scripture or you understand that from life, you know, it is the place that all of us get to be at so that we can work with another to get help. And then the other thing is that, you know, there is a spiritual nature to this. And, you know, for yourself, as well as many people listening, it is really being able to incorporate whatever the Creator means to people, whatever they find, because we are really here at as spiritual beings, right?
Exactly. And trauma does have that. That's what's so great about it, is that it leads to death of the old self, or the former way that you're wired and created from a place of, it's already corrupted. You know, we're in the fourth generation here. There's a lot of corruption due to all the sin and, you know, just errors in behavior and incorrect ways of life, incorrect beliefs, the void of God. That's where we're at right now. And so, you know, all humans that we interact with, and the systems in which we are having a real choice but to operate mm-hmm. in, which, you know, we can talk about that concept of freedom being an illusion, but, you know, I work in the legal system, so I'm very familiar with the corrupt nature, the flawed essence that it is, especially for family law. I'm not going to say that for everything, but it's a very flawed system because, you know, justice and what's fair and what's right and what's good, what is moral, is, first of all, not even defined. Second of all, often not upheld. Third of all, I mean, it's even the notion of it is kind of inherently flawed, because a judge can't really be in the shoes of somebody else, again, unless they've experienced what that person's experiencing. So they're being asked to do something that is impossible to do, unless you have a jury. Now, that to me is the most equitable system for criminal. I'm all about the jury, because those are, you know, people that can be a lot more, you know, unbiased, and they can actually put themselves in the shoes of that person potentially, mm-hmm. or, you know, they don't have a gain from it. So I really like that. But I mean, in family law, you don't get jury trials, and it's just, it's almost impossible for the best interest of the child to be upheld when we don't define what that is. It's not even laid out in the law, and the judges are not able to really you know, determine that. It's an impossible thing to ask. So that's kind of,
yeah,
it's a little bit disheartening, you know.
Yeah.
The justice system in that regard is failing.
Yeah. Well,
and there's no, go ahead.
Well, I think that, you know, when people, you know, when we're talking about family law, I don't know that folks have a sense of the depth and breadth of that. Let's talk about that for a minute. Let's talk about what we mean when we say family law, because it is a very significant body of work right now. I mean, but let's just talk about what kinds of things happen when people come in and they need your services.
Well, inevitably, it's, you know, the most traumatic thing that's ever happened to them. They're in a crisis state. And it could be anything. The way I look at family law is anything that involves two people that it's not based on a contract. I mean, well, if we're talking about divorce, then I guess there is a contract, a presumptive contract. But any two people that are involved, two or more, really, because if it's an entire family, if you're affected by something like an abuser, and there's an injunction filed, it's anything like that. It's a traumatic event that somebody is going through with another person, either abusing them, harassing them. That would be, that doesn't have to be somebody they're blood related to. That could be just anybody, really, somebody they're in a relationship with. Or we could refer to an adoption. We could refer to a child custody dispute in which the parties were never married. They never shared a residence. Mm-hmm. Those are really the things that I consider family law. So even, you know, issues of, like I said, stalking or harassment, mm-hmm. Cyber stalking is now getting big.
Oh yeah.
With this hacking, you know, the technological warfare, as I like to call it, is one of the worst. Now, that's usually one of the worst things. I mean, that actually can cause somebody to have a mental breakdown. It happened to a friend of mine, and he actually passed away. And I kind of blame that incident as the incident that caused him to go into a state of psychosis, because it's so bad that it will do that. And again, if you've never been through it, I've been through it. So if you haven't, you would have no idea. And people think you're crazy. I've been called delusional, paranoid, even after myself finding tangible proof on my devices. You have people telling you you're just imagining it, right? You're just imagining it. That's what you want to hear, you know. And often law enforcement won't recognize it. It's hard to prove, you know. This mind control stuff is hard to prove. So that's another battle that I have, and that's a big source of the problem, because that leads to people not being vindicated. Their experience is not given credibility. So people are being told that what they thought they experienced, nah, that didn't happen, called gaslighting. So there's a gaslighting and brainwashing on a mass scale. I call it like the hypnotic, like binding spell that humanity's under, okay? And it's true, okay? People are deluded, and it's just so deep, and I don't blame them for it, because, you know, I mean, these layers go so deep. So it's almost out of their control unless they uncover, you know, all the deceptions. And I wouldn't recommend that to people, because it's not meant, certainly not meant for everybody. Don't try this at home, because it's something, you know, what you want to find out in life, you'll find out. Seek and you shall find. Ask and you'll be answered. I've learned that. And it's maybe not always what you thought you'd get. And then once you have that information, you can't go back. It's the matrix. You cannot go back and undo what you just did, because it's too safe the same anymore. You cannot possibly view anything the same, which, again, is a good thing, ultimately, but it ain't easy.
Yeah. I mean, you're absolutely right about it. I mean, you can't go back. You know, when you have an experience, and let's just call it an experience, that experience changes you. And you may never have that same experience again, but your life has changed. You're changed at the energetic level. You know, sometimes it's physical. It's clearly emotional.
Oh, totally.
And then mental. Right. And so you're not going to go back and reverse that.
No, it's impossible.
Mm-hmm. But we can
absolutely
heal it.
Impossible.
But we can move forward and heal it. And I think that's what the show is. That's what we're talking about today. Let's take a short break, everyone. When we come back, Megan's going to talk a bit about what does the healing look like? You know, what is it that all of us can keep in the forefront in the spirit of hope? Let's take a short break, everyone. We'll be right back.
Thank you. gifted intuitive healer and spiritual teacher, Sarah Luce, brings her unique style to the hit show, Small Steps, Big Breakthrough Radio, on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Tune in each month as Sarah turns reality on end and shows us how to experience expansive results with simple yet powerful steps. Expect an enlightening bend on what you currently believe is possible. For show details and upcoming topics, visit SarahLuce.com. That's SarahLuce.com.
Let It Go Radio. The future awaits you. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Barbara Scheidegger explores the way to clarity, peace, and how to live a successful life on your terms by turning negative experiences into positive ones. Barbara's curiosity about the human experience drives her both personally and professionally. As a life coach, author, and renowned clinical hypnotherapist, Barbara knows how to move forward in a natural, organic way without side effects. If you want to grow, be sure to tune in to Let It Go Radio. To learn more, visit letitgohypnosis.com.
Tap into the wisdom of animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom Radio. Tune in monthly as Darcy brings insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and pureness of ancient techniques, Darcy, healer, animal communicator, and medium, is here to guide you through this process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back. You're listening to People Like Us Radio. I'm Dr. Pat. I get to hang out with Megan Lyons here as we talk about what does it mean to transcend the trauma of the human experience. Megan, again, one more time, please give out your phone number so folks can find out how they can find out more about you.
Okay, it's 941-260-6444.
Awesome.
And you can text that or give it a call, and it goes right to me, so
awesome.
Won't miss it.
All right. Well, look, I know we've got a few minutes left here, and I want to talk about the part that doesn't get talked about, especially when we're talking about law, and that is the healing and hope process. I think one of the things that's also important when we're talking about trauma is not to give up hope, right?
Right, because that leads to death.
Mm. And tell us
Without
a little bit.
Without hope and faith, there is no life.
Mm. Yeah. When you're working with people, you're really aware that there is a healing that has to happen, yeah?
Yes, and I mean, defining that is, it's a tough one. It's somewhat amorphous, and again, it's different for everyone. There's no one process, and I just believe it can be boiled down to keeping that energy going, keeping it moving, just getting it out of the body, getting it out of the mind, getting it out of the spirit. It's a contaminant. It's a toxin. Mm-hmm. I had a doctor once say that there's environmental toxins that we're exposed to all day, every day. And he's like, well, the main one is from a personality, the emotional toxins. And people don't look at it that way, but it's absolutely correct. If we're dealing with an abusive person who's just negative and nasty and combative and just finds bad in everything, I don't want to be around that. I mean, I feel it like a mile away, and I just want to get out of that environment, just like I hear a noise that gives me anxiety, like a chainsaw or something. It's like, do we really need to have so many chainsaws around here in Florida? Because I feel like they're everywhere I go. And I mean, I hate that. And I just want to go into my bubble and put on my music and not have to be exposed to these, annoying sounds or, people that are just spewing hate or negativity.
Mm-hmm.
So really healing is about keeping it moving in whatever way that works for an individual person. And there is no one way. But it definitely has to be a creative process where we're finding a source for new life energy to come in and, you know, intermingle with this old trauma energy, like look at it as the dead energy. And so we need something new to inspire us from the heart. It has to be something that gets to the heart of who we are. So something we've been through, a pain, a trauma. Mm-hmm. So trauma is the very thing that will transform us and transcend all of us if we can connect on it, because it is the one thing we all have in common is trauma and pain and loss and suffering and heartache. So, I mean, coming together and being able to view people in common with respect to a tragic event is often the thing that will shift our whole entire, you know, humanity and, you know, the infrastructure and the way everybody kind of, you know, exists and coexists is based on traumatic events. And it's not usually the happy ones. It's just because pain is more powerful energetically, and it's something that you forget. You do not forget the feeling.
No, you don't. Well, what a great launch of your show today. I want to thank you for this. Kind of want to ask you one last question. I know we're going to be doing a continuing series, so there's lots to talk about. We talked about a number of things today, and I wondered from your perspective, what your personal message is, what you like to leave us with today.
Tell your story. Whatever it may be, what have you been through? How do you feel about it? What do you want to see in the world? That's it. You know, be real, be authentic. Don't be afraid. Have no fear.
I love it. Awesome. Please give out your website one more time and your phone number.
Okay, 941-260-6444. And then you can find me on fiercelaw.com or enterthelightllc.com. I've got some YouTube videos on my YouTube channel. You can look up Megan Lyons and teach some classes on these topics with respect to how we deal with these traumatic events in the court system and particularly family law. But it really does affect all aspects. So.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Megan. Thank you all for tuning in and turning us on to people like us. We'll see you next time.
Thank you.
You've been listening to People Like Us Radio with Megan Lyons, transcending the trauma of the human experience. Tune in live every first and third Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, where Megan enlightens other narcissistic abuse survivors to find true healing and inner peace through the beautiful art and practice of self-love. Megan knows it because she's lived it. The work on this show is powerful, life-changing, and provides a compelling purpose for survivors to be the light in the world. For more information about Megan Lyons or to listen to past episodes of this show, visit enterthelightllc.com.